Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? It's 7:06 on a Friday night. You know what time it is. It's time for Sound Off Forums. And I'm your host, George Beverly Jr. Let's get this party started already. Tonight's ladies' night, and we got a special guest. Her name is Kanye Pettis. And she's coming in with some beautiful things to say tonight. So let's go ahead and get everything started. How we do it. It's ladies' night. And I don't want to interrupt the ladies. You know how the ladies get. So without any further ado, you can find me at Facebook at george.mango.904. You can also find me at soundoff97413 on Twitter. You can also email me at soundoff97413@gmail.com. That's soundoff97413@gmail.com. And if you'd like to call in, ladies or men, to put in your 2 cents, please call in at area code 347-989-1014. That's area code 347-989-1014. And as we always do with Ephesians 6:6-13, kicking it out saying, not with eye service as man pleases, but the servant of Christ, doing the wills of God from the heart, with good will. Doing service as to the Lord, not to men, knowing whatever you doeth good to any a man doeth, the same shall he receive in return, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master is in heaven. Neither is the respect with the persons with them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers and darknesses of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand within the evil days, and having all done to stand, and let the church say, Amen. Woo-hoo. We got to kick it off right now. One. Kanye, are you there?
I am. How are you tonight?
I'm awesome. Thank you for calling in and getting this party started for ladies' night. I'm excited.
Excellent. Thank you.
Do you want to give a little intro about yourself, or start talking?
I say let's just start talking.
Okay. No doubt.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm listed.
Well, basically, I think tonight we want to talk a little bit about the plus size community, and I think everybody thinks in general that, of course, we need to support each other, but I think we need to actually do that and not just sit around and talk about doing that. And try to be a little less cliquish, so people coming in won't necessarily feel like they're not welcome, which I think is a big issue in the plus-size community.
Right. That is a great topic, because I know that a lot of things, matter of fact, somebody else is doing almost something similar to that as well tonight on another broadcast. So.
Another one of your broadcasts?
No. It was Rocky. She's doing her own broadcast. I was listening to it and talking to her about the same subject and stuff. And so I think that's awesome.
Excellent. Well, I would love to hear any kind of ideas that they might have had to unite the community instead of just sitting around talking about it. I mean, because I'm still new to the community, so I'm not going to pretend I know what's going on and the politics of it all and. But I do see infighting, and I think that that's ridiculous. I think that, a lot of people stop coming out and hanging out with their friends because, life happens. But a lot of people also stop because there's always kind of drama, and I just don't think that's necessary in the community. Whatever we can keep down to the minimum, we can keep it down to the minimum.
Right, for sure. I think that we should start, identifying some problems that may occur that we've witnessed, and then kind of just try to see if we can come up with a conclusion or come up with a sustainable way to continue to get people to be supportive of things that you're doing. Because, the things that you guys are doing out in Texas are wonderful. It's just too far for us to drive sometimes.
Right. Oh, we beat everything.
It's a heck of a drive for the boiling crap, right?
Yeah. It is. You know the traffic I got to go through?
You got to go through a couple of rush hours for that trip.
Yes.
Well, I think, I don't think it's going to be something popular for me to say, and I would love for anybody to call and give me feedback because I'd love to hear it. Anybody that knows me knows that I date the rainbow. I don't date somebody for the color they are or not or the sex that they are. So I really don't understand the alienation of the white man in the BBW community. But I think it's a huge problem. People are going to date who they want to date, and I have zero problem with that. You're attracted to who you're attracted to. I just don't happen to have those barriers that some people have. But I do think that white men aren't openly welcome in the BBW community in a lot of places. Not necessarily people being mean to them, but if you don't open your circle when someone comes to your party or comes to your dinner or comes to the club, I'm not talking about you have to date somebody, but that doesn't mean you can't be their friend. That doesn't mean you can't friend them and make them feel welcome and let them know that, their ideals and points are just as valid as yours are because they are. And I don't see that very often with white men that come into the community. So I think that's one of my biggest concerns, and I would love to figure out some way to help remedy that. I know in the Dallas market, it's predominantly black men and white women, frankly.
Right.
And I see that in a lot of the markets now that I'm going to the bashes. I don't personally have a problem with that. Like I said, I date the rainbow. I don't care, if you're a black guy and I like you, I'll date you. If you're a white guy and I like you, I'll date you. So I don't really care. But I think we need to try to figure out why they're not participating. And I think it's because, I've seen them being alienated in situations. So I would, I would love to hear your opinion because you're a black man in the community. Do you see it?
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time. I go to the big bashes and I go to the smaller ones, and you see it all the time. The funny thing about that, Kaine, it used to be reversed. Because in the South it's not really accepted. It wasn't acceptable for a white man to go out with a black woman, and so some of the women were afraid to let loose and go out with black men. So they would go to secret parties, like these little parties like this. And so I ran across a lot of people. I got into the BBW community in 1997. That was the first time that I got a computer. First time I found a Yahoo group. I was in Germany. I wasn't in Germany at the time. I was in Germany in 2000, but. That was my first, I was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas, and it was my first time in that area, the BBW, because me growing up, I couldn't really get a girlfriend, the girls that I wanted, because I was black. But I don't want to turn it into this conversation. But back in 97, there was a lot of, not the white women wanting to go with black men. And so there was a lot of black men being alienated. And so they would go to these parties and then it would be a little different. But online, it was one of those things where, no, I don't do that. And then it transitioned to where you are saying, where I saw a lot more white men complain about not being attracted by or being attracted by the opposite sex that is white. And they had a problem with that. They wanted to know what was it about them that they didn't have that a black man had. And, nobody could really answer that question. And everybody would say, oh, it's just a preference. Well, it is in every sense of the word because some people call liking BBWs a fetish. I don't consider it a fetish. It's not a fetish for me. But it's a preference. So how do we get to that point where, so
How did they start welcoming you? What made you start feeling welcome as a black man when it was predominantly white men? Was there something in particular? Because I honestly think that there's an issue with, especially in some of the circles that I travel in, and I know that there's a great group called BABS that's specifically for, you know, the black community, and they are welcoming to everyone. I'm a member, so I'm not saying they're not, but I mean, I also don't see black women getting the same respect that I think they should get, that, you know, our, I don't know, appreciation, attention, whatever it is. I think that white women get more attention in the BBW community than the black women. So it's
right.
kind of an opposite
gonna,
on both sides. And yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how to fix it. How did people make you feel welcome as a black man when it was predominantly white men in the community?
Now, I've never
specific,
been to a
bash.
I haven't been. I didn't go to a bash until like 2006. So
yeah.
I can't talk about that, but I can only talk about what was in the Yahoo groups. So, but I want to make this point, though, that if you look at the bash or you look at these parties now, the white men that goes to these parties, some of these men are less desirable. I mean, that could, you could say that for black men, too. Because the white men, and they're not. I don't know what it is. There's, I mean, it's like slim pickings, you know. So if a white guy shows up, he, and I know it shouldn't be superficial, but most of these women do go for looks. If he shows up with one tooth, scraggly hair, and he's got a whole bunch of booze, and he's sitting at a table, and he's trying to talk to somebody, I have never been to a bash where I've seen a professional white guy go and be at a bash. Oh, you know what? That's not true. I met a guy from Israel. He was from Israel. He was there at the, matter of fact, he was at the Atlanta bash last
mm-hmm.
year. No, sorry, Cocoa Beach. I'm sorry. I'm going to get all of that some stuff. Cocoa Beach. He was a professional, but I don't see professional white men going to these parties. Now, I don't know if it's by choice or they don't feel welcome or whatnot, but if they were to start presenting themselves and stop being in the closet, I think that's the point, that white men want power, want a trophy wife and a big girl in the bed. And you can say that about most men, but I think predominantly white men do that. Now, if you go to North Dakota or you go to Montana, I don't know if they have parties out there, but I'm sure the white men are getting a lot of play. but I want to make this point about black women. Now, the whole thing about black women and black men, let me tell you what, Kanye, I'm telling you, me as a black man and us as black men, we are terminally sick. And the reason why is because we love white women. We have been desensitized to know that white is right. And people will debate me on that. But if you go and you look at, when I was growing up, you look at porn, all the porn that you ever saw was white women. And especially if you like big white women, that's the only thing you're going to see is big white women porn. Now, there's some black women there. But there was a sprinkle. You look at Playboy right now. How many black women are Playboy models or bunnies or whatever? There's not that many. So you would have to say, well, okay, I have to be exposed to black material, just like they're exposed to black people all the time. But it's the psychological attraction that I feel that black men fall short. And then they don't give black women respect. It's just, you know, the thing is, oh, I don't like a black woman because she's a gold digger, and I don't like black women because they're, you know, because their hair is nappy. I don't like black women because she's too dark. You know, this is racist, psychological, Willie Lynch kind of thinking, and it's been embedded in us for a long time, and it just needs to stop. It is really, really disgusting, and I say that to myself too. I have to check myself because it's disgusting to to know that a black, let me tell you this, Kanye, I didn't think black women were sexy until a year ago.
Wow.
So it was psychologically, I felt a disconnect from being attracted to black women. And I don't know, well, I narrowed it down to what it was. And like I said, I was very desensitized when I was a kid. Like, for example, when I grew up, and I'm only speaking for myself, I can't speak for other men, but when I grew up, most of my cheap teachers were big white women, which I totally love because I love big women. And so I was exposed to more black white women than I was exposed to black big women because I lived in a predominantly white neighborhood. So now at this point, where is the black influence? The only black influence I had was my mother and my sister and my brothers, you know, because we didn't have a lot of other large family. So I wasn't really exposed to black women. And like I said, the stuff that I've seen, that I've seen on TV, I was only exposed to Caucasian women, and it was something about their skin, and it was something about their eyes. And being from Louisiana, there's a lot of Creoles that run around there, and they would say, well, you better marry a white woman because your kids are going to turn out look like Chaco Negroes. So, okay, I'll get off of that kick. But that's what I see from my perspective. But those are two great points that needs to be answered in the BBW community, period. Because I guess we can bring out our dirty laundry, I guess. Because you remember there was an incident in our former people that we used to hang with, they felt alienated.
Mm-hmm.
And you never want to alienate someone, but when you have people of your own race don't even talk to you and pass you in, and think that you're nothing, that's disrespectful.
Yes, it is. Very much so. And
yeah.
It's a reoccurring theme I hear from the black women in the community. You know, I don't hear much from the white men because, quite frankly, there aren't any – I mean, there's not any active white men in any of the groups I've ever been in, that are coming out to function so people can get to know them in person and not just online. Rarely white men come out, so I don't get to hear from them, but I know the black women have voiced it over and over again, how it's amazing, you know, they can be sitting in a bar, and if a black man comes in, he's going to approach the white woman before he'll approach her, and I don't get that. I mean, it doesn't make it, I mean, and preference is preference. I mean, I totally get everybody has a preference. I like a big handsome man. I don't like an athletic or skinny man. That's not what I like, so I understand preference. But I guess
right.
I just don't understand how an entire community, I mean, that large numbers of the white women have decided they're only going to date black men, and the black men have decided to date or whatever, spend special time with, I don't care what you call it, and the black men have decided they're only interested in the white women. I don't get that. I don't get how such a huge part of the community can be that way. And it not be acknowledged. And no, it's not that I'm sitting around saying it's a problem because people are going to like who they're going to like. But I think that we need to open up the community to some other people then. You know, there are lots of people who want to date black women. Why not bring them up? Why not welcome them into the community? I'm sure they're out there. Just like I'm sure there are white men that want to come in and, you know, date big women too. I mean, it's hard. I mean, I understand there's this cultural thing where it's more acceptable in the black community to date a big person. I don't understand that because I wasn't raised like that. I was, you know, raised to date whoever I want to date. So I don't personally have that experience, but I hear about it. You know, I hear that it's more acceptable in the black community to date a bigger person, whether, you know, to date a bigger woman, because that's mostly where the stigma is. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's a stigma for dating big guys. I don't necessarily know about it, but I do see that a lot of the BBWs really want those athletic, skinny guys. Okay, that's their preference. My question is, do they all really have to be black? I mean,
right,
yeah,
right. And you,
there's
and
some
you,
athletic
you know,
white guys. Let's let them in.
Right. You know, and that's the thing. It's everybody want to creep. you know, and not be open and be proud of who they are. I mean, you brought up a very interesting point, and that is that the black community is very accepting of large women, of large people, period. And that's because the Africans themselves love large women, and they value the size of a large woman because she's able to birth. And now it's like the population eating food, the foods that we eat, and now there's more big women. But let's look at how, for example, let's look at the Cocoa Beach Bash, right? You can mm-hmm. count on your hand how many people that was black women at that bash. You can count on your hand.
Yeah, I agree.
Then you turn around and count how many white men were there. You can count them on your hand.
Yep.
So.
And it was a huge party. I mean, it was a huge party. So.
It was.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the question is why aren't more people coming out? And we're trying to figure out this answer. And it's so, like, people are tired of being rejected. Is that maybe the question? I mean,
I'm sure people are tired of being rejected. Nobody enjoys being rejected. But I think the reality of the situation is, I don't think people that are in the community are open to people that they don't know that are directly in the community. Like, being part of the BBW community is part of my everyday life. You know, when people ask me what my hobby is, my hobby is my Facebook group. Texas Treasures is my hobby. That's what I do when I'm not going to school or going to work. Texas Treasures. Why? Because I want to promote happiness for everybody. And the group that I'm part of, I don't think they get to experience much happiness. I don't think big people in general have necessarily a lot of happiness. The ones that are directly part of my inner circle, they do, because they know how to be happy with what they have in life, because there's nothing wrong with what we have. I'm so tired of reading things that it doesn't matter what you look like, I think you're beautiful anyway. And I believe that. It doesn't matter what you look like, I think you're beautiful anyway. You know what? It doesn't matter what size you're, any of that. You're beautiful because you think you're beautiful. You can't let someone else label that for you, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about, and it, I understand a lot of people look at the surface, and I'm not talking about the surface. To me, the surface is not what makes you beautiful. You know, some of my best friends I have friends that would never even have conversations with them because they didn't look like they were necessarily, you know, they're not pretty people. That's not what makes someone a beautiful person. It's what,
mm-hmm.
you know, what makes them shine. And I don't think that people let that be a part of their outside life. Like, I recruit people all the time. We come to BBW things. And I see the people that are in my inner circle trying to do that too, recruit people to come into the BBW community or at least get out and socialize within our, you know, circle. But I don't think necessarily a lot of people do that unless they're already in their circle. You know, I don't think that – I give people business cards for Texas Treasures, men and women, all the time, walking through the mall, out to dinner at a restaurant, you know. And the card doesn't say anything but our Facebook address. And they have to, you know, go punch it in and figure out what it is. It doesn't say Texas. I don't even know that it says Texas Treasures on it, honestly. I think it just has the Facebook address. Because I don't think it's anybody's business necessarily, because not everyone is, you know, happy and proud of who they are. I'm happy and proud of being fat. It is what it is. I'm not going to spend my life worrying about being fat. I'm going to spend my life worrying about things that matter. You know, am I happy today? Because that's what's going to matter when it's all said and done. When I die,
mm-hmm.
before I die on my deathbed, if I have that time before I die, I guarantee you I'm not going to be sitting around going, oh, God, I wish I could have been skinny. No, I wish I could have spent more of my time being happy. Okay, so get your ass out there and invite people into the community that need some happiness. Okay, so they don't date fat people. Guess what? Not everyone in the community has to date fat people. It's a size acceptance group. It's to socialize.
Mm.
Network. It's to make friends. Oh, okay, you don't date fat people? Are you uncomfortable around fat people? Okay, no, you don't. Well, then come hang out with us. You know what? Because we're just people too. We're just like when people didn't want to, you know, white people didn't want to hang out with black people. You know, all the groups that have made it through their little journey of not wanting to hang out with one another. Okay, so we're fat people. Guess what? You have some issues too. You know, mine's just something you can see immediately when you see me. And you know who it's an issue for? It's an issue for them, not for me. I don't make my weight or my size an issue. And I think a lot of people make it an issue. And that's why they don't invite people into the circle. That's why they don't invite people into the groups. And I think that women have to be more respectful of themselves on a whole other subject and stop letting these people, these men, come over to their houses and socialize in that manner. You know what? These men are never going to come out to events if you continue to invite them to your homes. If you meet someone online and at your house in the next 30 days, I'm not talking, if you go on a date, I think that's a beautiful thing. If they are knocking at your door up in your house and you're not going on a date, these people are not going to come out to events. You're not going to get to know that person any better because you've already given them what they are assuming you're giving everybody else that talks to you on Facebook. So why? What is the point of that whole process? What is the point of the process of messaging someone the moment they join the group, talking them up, and then inviting them over to your house to have a good time? Okay, so now you have a good time friend. You have a good time friend that's never going to come to any events because, trust me, you're not the only person they're having a good time with, so they can't come to any events. I mean,
right.
The problems in the community are just endless. But I think the one thing, self-esteem. Find your happiness, get your self-esteem, and invite people into the community. Invite people that are perfectly happy with size acceptance. Because it's not about finding someone to date. It's about finding people that will enrich your life. And if you find someone you want to date and marry, have children with, I don't care. Beautiful. Good for you. But that's not what the size acceptance community is about. And people need to change that whole concept because that's why we can't have black women being appreciated like they should be appreciated. And we can't have white men feeling comfortable and welcome in the community because everyone's trying to figure out who they want to date, who they want to have sex with, and God, they have to have sex with before she has sex with him. How about none of y'all have sex with him? How about y'all let him to come to events for a few months and let's see if anyone actually likes him or if he's a dumbass? How about that? Let's try that for a while. See if that works. You know? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's a vicious cycle. These women live over and over again. And this is me being new to the community. So I can't even imagine this has been going on since the beginning of the community, which can't possibly be that old. I mean, I think Coco is, maybe Vegas Bash is older. I don't know a lot about Vegas Bash. I know, you know, I went to the 10-year anniversary for Coco. Why? Because it was the 10-year anniversary. That is beautiful. That is beautiful that Amy and Max are putting together a party for people to get together, and they've been doing it for 10 years. Yeah, the color mix is not necessarily the way I want it to be, but they've been doing it for 10 years, which means this vicious cycle has gone on for probably at least that long within the community, and it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, come on.
So
you brought up so many great points. I'm going to try to get them all.
Sorry.
No.
I went on a rant.
No, you didn't. You were being passionate, and you were telling and speaking the truth. The first point that I want to touch up on is what you said. Self-esteem in the size acceptance community is a plus because if you cannot be happy, you cannot make others happy. If your esteem is crushed because it's your weight and you're constantly thinking about your weight, like you said, there is more to your life than just your weight. How about your happiness? Isn't that important or is it your weight? And if it's your weight, then why are you making your weight an issue and bringing you down? So, I mean, that was just such – it was such a great point and how you put it together. And the other point that I want to talk about is your happiness because, I mean, it tied into that. But that's the key. You said that you love the Texas Treasure Group because that's your hobby. You love being fat, period. It's the phenotype that you have right now in your life. If that was to go away, then that's different. But right now in this time, in this space, you are a big woman. You will be who you are. Either accept me for what I look like or don't accept me. And it is so hard for people to get that concept. Can you,
because I want to get to the other points because there's so many good things. But could you explain? I mean, I know you can't. I want you to encourage. That's the word I'm looking for. Can you encourage others to think about themselves internally and talk about some things that are techniques you use to tell your friends or your loved ones how you feel about yourself? It doesn't need to be a self-gloating because it's not self-gloating. Just some tools maybe for somebody who's listening to the program or will listen to the program to talk about how can they feel proud and happy about themselves.
I think one of the first things a person has to do is they need to get a check on their internal dialogue. If you are looking at yourself every day in the mirror, or God forbid, not ever looking at yourself at all, except for maybe when you brush your teeth and you get that little glance, you're not there. You need to have a self-dialogue where you can look at yourself every day as a beautiful person. And you should be able to look at yourself, people think I'm crazy, fully undressed, in the mirror, head to toe, you're a beautiful person. Because you know what? It's not about your body. You can make it about your body all you want, and you can let the fetish people make it about your body all you want. That's not going to give you happiness. What's going to give you happiness is doing things that make you happy. So you need to start that internal dialogue, and that's the first way you have to change yourself. You are beautiful. Why are you beautiful? Everyone has something they like about themselves. You know what I mean? I love my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I tell myself, you're beautiful, Kaine. Your hair looks beautiful. And you know what? My hair does not look beautiful every day, but it does not matter because it's an internal dialogue because you are training yourself to appreciate yourself. And most people, not even only in the BBW community, most people in the world don't appreciate themselves. We have some of the most dangerous and toxic internal dialogue. I mean, we're constantly beating up on ourselves, and we don't have to do that. There's a whole world out there just waiting to beat up on us. So when you wake up, tell yourself how pretty you are. You know, be able to look at yourself in the mirror and, you know that you're beautiful. You're beautiful to you, because until you're beautiful to you, you can't find somebody else that's going to think you're beautiful. Not truly. You know, if you can't appreciate yourself, how can you possibly be able to find someone that can appreciate you enough to treat you like you deserve to be treated? They may have moments of appreciation for you, but basically, if you do not have a positive internal dialogue with yourself, you're going to let people treat you like you're treating yourself because you're used to it. You're used to telling yourself you're not worth a shit. So when someone else tells you you're not worth a shit, you don't fight that. Why? Because you've been telling yourself for years you're not worth a shit. And that's crazy.
Sure.
You are. All of us have value. There's something that every one of us brings to this journey that makes it all worthwhile. There's something that we are giving a little piece of ourselves to all these people we are coming into contact with that continue to come into our lives over and over, our friends. They don't hang out just to hang out. Some of these people are not your real friends, but you know what? That's a whole other show. But the people who are around you because they love you and they want to be your friend and they want to lift you up and they want to make you feel better, because friends are never going to make you feel bad intentionally. They may tell you the truth and the truth may hurt you, just like you need to tell yourself the truth. If you're unhealthy and you're on 20 medications because you can't keep your heart rate down, your cholesterol is shit and blood pressure is crazy and the diabetes has kicked in, yeah, you need to be truthful about that to yourself. But you have to be honest with yourself at every point in your internal dialogue. And no, it doesn't mean that, you know, at the end of the day you beat yourself up because you had a really bad day and you ate really bad. You know what? That's all it's about. Did you have a good day today, though? No, it was a bad day. I ate bad. You know what? It doesn't matter. Tomorrow I get a whole other chance at this game. I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to tell myself I'm beautiful. I'm going to tell myself my hair looks good. Tell myself maybe even, your eyes look really pretty today, Kaine. Because you know what? That's what matters. That's my internal dialogue. You know, I light a candle. I pray for energy from the universe. You know, put your own personal God in there if you want to. You know.
Right.
Mother Nature, help me have a beautiful day today. Watch over my family. Keep the world safe, watch over everybody that needs you, and be there for them, you know?
Right.
Because that's what makes you feel good, knowing you're doing
right.
It doesn't have to make a difference in the big eternal picture, because you know what? You're putting your positive energy out there for other people. You're putting your positive energy out there for yourself. And your internal dialogue is not negative, constantly telling yourself how you did a horrible thing, how you shouldn't have really eaten that. You should have said that. You know what? If you shouldn't say it, don't say it. And really, if you can't say it to someone's face, you probably shouldn't be saying it. And I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. But we have to keep that internal dialogue to a positive as much as we can, or we will continue to let the people around us tear us down. And those people tearing us down do not need to be part of our lives. And I don't care if they're part of the BBW community or not, because there are some toxic people in the BBW community. I've come into contact with some very toxic people in the BBW community. And they're
now,
still a part of the community.
Is being cocky a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it depends on the person. If you're cocky and respectful, that's just part of who you are. I find it entertaining personally. I mean, I have my sassy moments that you can't tell me anything. Usually after a couple of shots of Tawaka, I still have them. You know what I mean? A couple of shots
right.
of Tawaka, hanging out at Kitty's, you can't tell me anything. You know,
right.
I'll tell you all day long. There's not enough booze in the world for me to go out with you. You need to go away. That's not something nice to say to somebody, but I've said it. Because, you know, sometimes you just do things that you didn't necessarily do. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being cocky, as long as you're not intentionally hateful to someone. And the person I was intentionally hateful to were friends, so he knew it was serious. And he knew he shouldn't have been talking to me like that either.
So when we're talking about the whole part about the size of acceptance and loving yourself, because we talked about that piece, then the next piece to that you said was to invite someone into community who may not be as large as someone else, but to get them to come into the community to try to understand that fat people aren't lazy, fat people aren't gross, fat people do fitness, fat people do eat healthy, they don't eat all the time. But we do have food events and we do have fun. So how can we talk about that piece to bring other people? Because it is about size acceptance. Because you'll hear women say, well, I'm not big enough. Or because I'm just too small, I'm in the middle, and guys don't like me because I'm too small. Or you see women say, well, I'm just too big, and men don't want me. How can we build a dialogue around getting people to accept the size acceptance? I mean, that word itself, how can we build on that word to get people to understand and love that word?
Well, I think the thing of it is that regardless of us being the plus-size community, we're the plus-size community because there's a huge-ass community in this world that doesn't accept us for who we are. So the question is, are we going to be like them? Are we going to try to make it a community where people can just be who they are? If you're a skinny woman and you want to come to the party, I want you to come to the party if you're nice. If you're going to come to the party and be mean and want to take pictures and put it up and make fun of people, you know, obviously you're not going to be invited to the party and I'll shut your party down. But I think that anybody who wants to come in to a party, to an event, to a bash, it shouldn't matter what size you are, man or woman. And it shouldn't matter if you're interested in dating someone in that community, because I don't think that's what the community needs to be about. And I think that's what the community is about. Like these, like people outside the community, when I talk about, oh, so it's like a hookup group. No, it's not a hookup group. And you have the same mentality about our group that our women now have about our group. Because that's exactly what our group, that's exactly what a lot of these groups are. You know, you have a group of 400 people talking. There's some talking going on behind the doors there. You know, there's people knocking on people's doors and having a good time there. That's why they're not coming to it. You know, I mean, that's why they're not coming to events. So you invite them into your home to do that, that's fine. But do me a favor. Instead of hitting the next new member up for a friendship on Facebook, ask the person that sits at the desk next to you at your office or three desks over that you talk to all the time and you're friendly with if they want to come out sometime. And you can tell them it's a plus-size community event. I don't care. And that's not what matters. if they're accepting of you and they think you're cool, why not invite them into the world where most people are probably going to be accepting of them? Because, I mean, quite frankly, we've had a lifetime of people not accepting us. So I am welcoming anyone who wants to be part of the community. You don't have to want to date me to be part of the community. You just have to want to be my friend. You just have to want to enrich my life. Just like that's why I want you to be part of the community, regardless of what your preferences are, so I can enrich your life, you know, so we can share ideas. So our, you know, I have to use a communications term, our terministic screen, look that up, people, gets bigger so that I can share my ideals with your ideals, and you can share your ideals with my ideals, and our ideals get bigger, and our ideal of what is perfect in this world gets bigger. What's perfect is not what I've always thought is perfect. What's perfect is what's perfect for me. And what's perfect for me is people happy who they are. Nobody's happy every day with who they are. People who are generally happy with who they are, those are the people that are perfect for me. Those are the people I want in my life. Those are the people that are going to bring happiness and joy. Those are the people that can share my grief with me when I have grief in my life, and I can share their sorrows with them when they're going through something that is sorrowful. Those are the people I want in my life. I don't want people that don't want to be part of the community, and I don't want people who want to shun other people and don't want them to be a part of the community because they're too fat or because they're too thin. Because that's not what we're about. What we're about is acceptance. I don't care what size you are. I don't care who you want to date. You know, I just know that you're not coming in here to date people. You're coming in here to enrich your life. You're coming here to find a place where you can be social, where you can be yourself, and where you can be accepted. That's what it's about.
I believe that wholeheartedly. I mean, that is definitely, it's all about enrichment. Hold that thought right quick, Kanye. We have a caller, okay?
Perfect.
Hello, caller from area code 541. Caller? Hello?
Hello, caller? Hello? Okay, Connie, are you there?
I am.
Okay, I don't know what happened to the caller. I'll put it on mute and try to redo it. The caller, are you there?
I'm here, but I was just calling to listen. I didn't push the button to come get to the host.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we didn't have a caller. They just want to call in to listen to the queue. Okay. When you find out that you are not happy as a big person, I'm going to speak for big men now. When the big men come into the community, because there's several big men that we know in the community, they don't get talked to either. I don't know that like for sure, but I know that they're not. They're always by themselves. What can we do to turn that around in the big community?
First thing they can do is they can all Facebook friend me because I like big guys. We're just kidding.
Do you have a weight limit?
I don't, because I don't see person for that. I see the person. I see the inside of a person. I don't want to get into the whole, I see their aura, you know, yeah, and lose all the people. But, you know, I see the person. It's not your cover that matters to me. Covers change. So that doesn't matter to me. I like the book inside.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot of big men that we because I know we talked on the piece of the races, of the different, you know, the white men not getting attention and also the black women not getting attention and then side acceptance. And we talked about love, loving yourself, loving in the community, and self-esteem. So when we're talking about that in a nutshell, is that what the community should be like? Should we start showing more love in our events rather than having, because this is a question that was brought up to me. Why can't we have family events? Why does it always have to be events where it's just adults? Because we go and we party all the time, and our kids are left home, or our kids are, I mean, I know you don't have any children, but sometimes, like, we bring our kids, and our kids are in the hotel or whatnot. But why can't we involve the family? Do you think that is something that should be done, or do you think that should something that should be out of the community?
No, I think that there should be family involved in the community. I think that it teaches the children about acceptance, size acceptance. I have no problem with that. My family events we plan have never been popular, so I rarely plan them. I think in my group, I've always invited anybody that wants to create an event to come do an event. You know, we're doing painting of pottery this weekend. There's mostly children in there that do painting. I'll be honest. We're like the only adults to go in there and paint. You know what I mean? People could totally bring their children for the pottery painting. I mean, we're always the only adults in there that paint. People don't bring out their kids even when we've done the things. Wanted to do bowling and there just wasn't any interest. I mean, I think that if we could get people that have kids in the community, that have friends either within the community or within their own circle that also have kids, and start doing events that way with family, I think that'd be great. I'd go to those events. I mean, because I want to get to know the people, you know, and that's a pretty good way of getting to know somebody. Spend an afternoon with them and their kids, you know, you get a pretty good idea of what kind of person you're dealing with.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that would be great.
Yeah, because I think if we start involving our families, then people could say, well, it's more than just a hookup. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can usher in the children, and not saying that the children should be the focus point, but knowing that the children are around and there's certain things that you'll do that you won't do. Because we have that problem sometimes in the pool, and there are children around. But when we were in Vegas, there was children there, and they had these little kids. They were jumping in and out of the pool, and they were wetting people's hair. And these women were going crazy because their hair was getting wet. and their makeup was getting splashed. I don't really understand that part. You know what? Let's switch gears. Let's talk about that because that's pretty funny. Why do women wear makeup to the pool?
You're asking the wrong one. I don't wear makeup. I rarely wear makeup, so I'm not the right person to ask that one to.
I know you don't. I know you don't, but I'm saying, why do women wear makeup to the pool? Why do you do your hair to go to the pool?
I think some people are just more comfortable that way. I love my mom. God rest her soul. She rarely left the house without full face on. She had a full face of makeup on almost all the time. That's what she was comfortable. Made her.
I'm sorry, Gunner. We have a caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're calling from 817. Can you please tell your name, where you're from?
This is Dana, and I'm in Hearst.
Oh, no.
Hi. What's going on, girl?
Hell no.
Hell no.
No, okay. I wanted to speak
Hold on. Before you say anything, what is up with your man, okay?
What is what?
Marvin's a dog. Marvin's a dog.
Marvin's a monkey.
No. Don't talk about your man like that, okay? Because we all... No, go ahead.
They're talking about my monkey, Marvin. Marvin now has a twin, Marvin and Melvin.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
We found his twin, so he has a twin brother. They will be in Ohio, so.
Awesome. Ohio Mardi Gras, February, yes. Go meet Marty.
Marvin and Melvin
and Dana and Angie. They're
Angie. She's here too. Well, no, I wanted to speak on the family bit. When you were asking why don't people include the family, I think it's because most of the people that are over the BBW group don't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really expect them to make an event for children if they don't have children. But the people that have children don't step up to make those events. They expect the leaders to do it. But I've been over a group. I don't have children, so why would I make a child-friendly event if I don't have children to take to it? I'm going to make an event, the club or dinner, because that's what I like to do.
Okay.
So that's why families are not intertwined into the community because of that.
So if because I have children, so if I have children, I could go to Kanye and say, hey, Kanye, can we do a family event, like a family barbecue? And she tells me no. Should I get my feelings hurt?
No, but see, what she would probably say, being the leader of a group, she will probably say, sure, but you need to take care of it. You need to plan this. Most people will say, I just wanted to give you the idea for you to do it. I don't want to plan anything. That was just my idea for you to do. That's what most people will do when they come. They'll come to the leader with those ideas, but when the leader says, okay, well, you know, I have a life too, but can you take care of that? They say, that's when they step back and be like, well, you know, I really didn't want to plan nothing. I'm just trying to do something with my kids. I want y'all to plan it, though.
Right.
That's very true.
And that's where, and even with the different events, like I've been over a BBW group, and we had events where a lot of people came out very successful, but the people that didn't come out complained about it. But then when you say, hey, what is it that y'all want to do? Oh, well, we want you to come to Fort Worth, and we want you. Then you go to Fort Worth, and three people show up. So you're like, I'm not coming to Fort Worth for three people. I'm going to go where the people are going to come. So I'm going to go back to Addison where 20 people are going to come. I'm going to make it worth my time.
Okay. You're going to make it worth your time. Okay, got it.
Yeah, because if you're complaining, I'm coming to Fort Worth, and then the three people that come out, the person that complained don't even show up. So now I'm like, okay, my 20 people that's in Dallas, why am I going to go all the way to Fort Worth? I should cater to my market, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
So I'm going to go to the area where I know people like me. I travel everywhere. I go to Fort Worth, I go to Dallas, I go to Addison, I go wherever the party is. That's just who I am. But not everybody's like that. They want the party in their backyard, but they don't want to do the work to bring the party to their backyard.
Oh. Okay, well, then let me ask you a question then. because that's a big problem too. People don't like to travel. Why don't they like to travel? Because maybe someone that is like 300, 400, maybe 500 pounds or 600 pounds, it's hard for them to get around. So they probably don't like to travel much. So are we able to cater to those people?
But then, okay, so if that person says, okay, I don't really want to travel, can you do an event? How many times as a organizer are you going to organize an event in their backyard and for them not to show up?
That's a good question.
Because that, a lot of times that's what happens. You get those people that say, you know, I really want to party with y'all, but. So you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to bring it closer to you so you can party with us. And then you do that, and that person, oh, you know, something came up, I can't come this time. Next time, I'll come next time. So you're okay, I'm gonna do another one for you. You do it again, and I say, oh, something came up, I can't come this time. So at that point, you're like, hey, me, I'm done. I'm not going to cater to you anymore.
And that happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. So what can we do with this crowd participation? How can we get people to get involved?
We can tell these women to stop making side dates and stop doing this side talk so that these men have to come out into the public and meet us. And remember that this is not a competition. This is a social group. We're trying to make friends. We're not trying to, I mean, maybe you are looking for a husband or wife. I don't know. Good luck with that. Maybe you should actually get to know them first. Maybe you should see how they interact with other people. So side message them and have them meet you at an event. You know, walk in together. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be some huge competition, but it isn't going to change as far as people showing up for events because men don't want to come out because women aren't coming out, and the men aren't coming out because they're having side dates. They don't have to come out to the event. They can join the group and message all the women in the group and see how many hits they get.
It's true. You see, that's the problem. The women are saying, well, I'm not going to go because there's not that many men. Or they've already dealt with that man or he's already scorned them. So now they pretty much tainted his name with the rest of the women. So he ain't coming no way. Because he don't want to get jumped when he gets there by all these women because he's told every last one of them the same story.
Yep.
But
the same exact thing Kanye said.
It's crazy. Because it's crazy. And the women that aren't doing it, we're just sitting back watching the show going, God, why don't they realize? Why don't they realize that if they would just change this one thing so you don't meet them out, you meet them at an event. We have enough events that they could meet them at events. I mean,
yeah.
We do something at least once a month and even more lately. So.
Yeah. And how many times do you see on a picture, oh, man, I should have been there. The same people say the same comment every party when they see all the pictures. Oh, y'all look like y'all had fun. I'm going to be there the next time. Oh, I'm going to be there that next time. Oh, the next time. Like, okay, yeah.
So if
some people
if,
you look
let
at
me
like,
ask you a question. Can we ever do an event that's money, that's free, that doesn't cost any money? I mean, I know money.
Yeah, if
money
somebody has a free place,
happen.
If somebody can find a place we can throw it for free, and everybody wants to bring everything we need for supplies, yeah, we can. But, I mean, somebody has to pay for these places to have the parties. I mean, I wish the hotels came to us for free, but they don't. I mean, even renting rooms, they charge us for the wherever we want to have our party. So, but, yeah,
I mean,
find a place
no
to have
way.
A free party. I would love to.
Listen, there's no way you're going to be able to have a free party. And like you said, unless somebody's going to have to foot the bill, either the person putting on the event or the people that's coming to the event. Somebody has to pay for the event. There's no way to have a free event. The people are going to eat. They're going to want to drink. They're going to have music. So somebody's going to have to pay for something. There's no way to have free anything. And I was an organizer. And, I mean, I put money out for events, not even thinking, okay, making my money back because that's what I decided to do. But not everybody wants to do that. Who wants to put out $500 for an event and 10 people show up? Honestly, in Dallas, the DFW area, there's not enough support for me to go and rent out a room at a hotel for $200-$300 and nobody show up.
Yeah.
By all this, because I've done it. We rented out a room, paid for all the pizza, and then 10 people show up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 30 people say they're coming and 10 show up. So you get to the point you're like, I'm not putting myself out. What I'm going to do is charge everybody that's coming so at least I can pay for this room. I'm not out of pocket for this room. I can pay for this DJ. I can pay for this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pay for the shots that we pass out. I mean, somebody has to pay for that. And, like, for the first year, I did pay for a lot of the parties. Part of those costs came out of my pocket. And when Tara came in, she wasn't having that. She said, if they can't pay, then play.
So when we have parties or get-togethers, how can we motivate other people to support these events? To get them to understand that this this is a place where you should feel comfortable. This is a place where there's sisterhood or brotherhood or familyhood. What do we need to do? Because Kaine said that she passes out cards with her address, Facebook address on it. But is there more that we can do? I mean, because the population of large people in America is probably like maybe 80, maybe 90% of the population in America, and I'm just throwing a number out there. I don't know if that's factual, but if we were to do that, you know what type of movement that would be? We could stop a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, you can't motivate a person. A person has to motivate themselves. Even it, I mean, like Kaine say, Texas Treasure Plans have all these events. Like we're going to paint pottery. How many people do you think are going to show up for the pottery? We go out to eat. We go to Kitty. Kitties were free. You pay for your own drink. Even if you don't drink, me and Angie go all the time. We don't drink. We just come and hang out. But the thing is, a person has to motivate themselves. You can give them all the events, the tools, or whatever. Until they're ready to come out, they're not going to come out.
I agree. And again, I think it goes back to internal dialogue. And make your internal dialogue better, get a better self-esteem. You're not going to be having sex with every man that joins the group every weekly basis. Oh, look, now you can come out to an event because you haven't had sex with the last 10 men that joined the group. I mean, the problem is it's a vicious cycle. It's not like they can change overnight, but if they got to start somewhere. I mean, this is not only for the women, but, I mean, quite frankly, I mean, I don't mean to be some kind of crazy, but power lies with us. If we don't organize this community as women, and if, you know what, if the men only want to be part of it for what they want to be part of it for, fine, let those men be part of it for that. But we need a sisterhood here. We need a base where we can support one another. We need a base where if one of us is being harassed at work, there's a support base to support this woman if she needs to do something about that. You know what I mean? I mean, this can be a bigger part of helping other people's lives if people let it be, or it can continue to be a hookup group. You know, it's up to them. It's completely up to them. I'm still going to do what I want to do. I'm still going to have my circle of friends that I'm there to support, and they're there to support me. And we'll still throw events, and we'll still go have dinner, and we'll still talk about how they're a bunch of losers because they never come out. And it is what it is, you know, or they can change. They can change and not wonder why they're sitting at home while we're still out painting, you know.
Yeah.
What about doing Pamper Day or something like that for the ladies? Like don't involve men at all. Just, you know, build that sisterhood and build that relationship.
I think, we're starting to do that on a small level. The problem is that people don't want to participate. People want to bitch because it's too expensive. I mean, pampering yourself is not cheap. Even if it's just like, you know, just pampering yourself with relaxing and chilling out with your friends, going out and, you know, maybe having a little meal and a couple of drinks or Dr. Pepper, you know? Life isn't cheap. I mean, it costs these people money, and they don't want to invest in that. They're not willing to invest in themselves. They're willing to invest in their Netflix.
You could do feet washing or hand washing, or you guys could, like, somebody can bring in some makeup. If there's a, you know, person who does makeup or hair or something, you girls can have, like, a hair or makeup thing. Something that doesn't involve men involvement at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, things without guys, because that way you're building that sisterhood. I think that's important. And then on the other note on that is building the manhood and within the BBW community. Because we as men in the BBW community, we don't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I try to make friends with people, but, like, you know, I don't – when I see them at events, I talk to them and stuff. But as far as coming home and talking to them, there's probably only two guys that I talk to, like, year-round. Other than that, I don't talk to anybody else. And so I don't think necessarily other guys feel there's a threat because everybody talks to the same woman. So
right.
if the guy, the guy code is like, okay, well, you hit it, so I'm going to hit it too. You know what I'm saying? And then the women's code is, well, you had him, I'm not going to have him. But he's sneaking behind your back lying to you. And so, you know, so I think the men need, the good men, like myself, we need to police up those dirt bags and say, listen, if you're going to do these things, and then you can't really call them a dirt bag because they're a man. They're doing what they want to do.
They're doing what they're allowed to do. And I don't mean that as a power trip. I mean that as the truth. They're doing what they're allowed to do. If you continue to allow them to go from girl to girl to girl, the whole group of men sleeping with the same five or six women, they're allowed to do that, then, yeah, they're going to do it. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Right. When I was
so
at the
it
Vegas
goes back
house,
to the women doing it. I would love for the guys to start checking the other guys when they're being stupid and being disrespectful. I just don't see that's going to happen because it's like I'm back in high school, quite frankly. It's like I'm back in high school, and I wasn't the unpopular girl in high school. I mean, I had lots of friends. I mean, I love to make fun of people. I mean, people like to be around that. That's funny. You know what I mean? So I don't understand the whole, I mean, but it is. It's just like being in high school. There's cliques. There's mean girls. There's jocks who think they rule the freaking world, and trust me, they don't. And there's the BHM sitting over the corner wondering why nobody's talking to him. Well, because you have to get out and talk to them. And you know what? If the first chick is a bitch, walk on. Walk on and know the next one's not going to be. You know what I mean? Because you just can't sit over in the corner, and that's what I see a lot. Like, going back to the BHMs, I see a lot of them do that. They sit over in the corner. That's crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
And they do. For example, when I was at the Vegas Bash, we had a men's seminar, and I could count on my hand how many men was at that seminar. There was about maybe the first year that I went was 5. Then the second year there was about 10, and then the final year there was no men meeting at all. So I know that people want to go to have fun and participate, but I really think that those meetings were productive because the men who went to those meetings respected women and they adored the BBW woman, and they brought value to the respect of the element of the whole community. And then the ones who didn't show up, of course, you know what they were doing. So.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing what they were allowed to do, and that's why the men stopped coming to the meeting. Because the respectful men, and I don't mean anything against the men in the BBW community or the plus-size community. I'm really trying to start calling it the plus-size community because it's not the big, beautiful women community. First of all, not all the women are big and beautiful, which I absolutely am entertained with every time someone says that to me, and mostly I hear it from Darren Zulu, but it's funny. It's not a BBW community. It's not a BBW community because it includes everybody. It's a plus-size community. We're a plus-size community who endorse size acceptance, you know? So the thing about it is that these people have to want to change. They have to want to change the way they feel about themselves, and they have to change the way that other people look at them. And the men could be such a huge part of that if they would use a little self-control. And when these women that are so desperate to have someone in them in their lives decide to give it up, tell her no. Just tell her no. Just go, no, I don't think so. I think maybe we should get to know each other better. Or you know what? If you're not interested in her for anything more than that, then just be respectful and tell her no anyway and move on to the next girl. You know, let the plus-size girl just take no for an answer. And if nothing else, maybe it'll make her not offer it up so quickly to the next guy. Because I'm tired of seeing these girls whine about it.
Real quick. Let me ask you a question. What can we do? And that, I'm going to go back to your question, Kanye, about the BHMs. For those people who don't know what a BHM is, big, handsome man. So what can we do to involve the big handsome man and make him feel comfortable in the plus size community? Because they're getting shunned more so. You know, they go to these parties thinking they can go and people can talk and it's size acceptance, and then they get there and it's not that. Do you remember this one particular guy at Cocoa Beach when he was a bigger guy? I'm not going to say his name, but he was a bigger guy, and we were playing games, and I'm not going to say what we were doing, but he did his thing, and everybody went crazy.
We played a lot of games in Cocoa Beach. There's lots of good games. I don't remember specifically. I think the thing about it is back to a popularity contest. Was he a popular big guy? Does everyone love him anyway?
That's a good question.
I mean, do you know him? Does everyone love him anyway? I mean, because it's pretty easy to tell who people love anyway. Or was he a new big guy? Because I guarantee you, he had already won the popularity contest. People already liked him. This was his first party, they may not have reacted to him like that. And I don't know specifically what guy you're talking about, but I'm guessing he had already won part in the popularity contest and they've already decided to like him. You know? And it shouldn't be like
him. This guy got on the ground with a honey bun.
I wasn't there for the honey bun contest.
Oh, thank you. You missed it. But anyway, so he's a big guy. He won the honey bun contest. So,
yeah.
But
so
I believe it is.
Do you know him? Do you know who
yeah.
he was? Okay.
Yeah,
do you know him well enough to know? Is he popular already?
No.
Well, I bet he's popular after winning that honey bun contest. Damn, I wish I would have been there for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's just like me walking around with my whistle.
Exactly. Everyone wanted to blow the whistle. And those who didn't, George, those who didn't want to blow the whistle, they just didn't understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they just didn't understand. It's about the
fun.
They
were scared. They should have blew the whistle.
Don't be scared of George's whistle.
No. But it's been retired, so I'm not bringing the whistle out anymore.
Oh, it was retired. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I picture some kind of animal. I picture animal print. Is there animal print coming for next season?
No, it's going to be an elf. It's going to be what's that guy's name? Justin Timberlake. Blank in the box.
Oh, Lord. I am not familiar, but just from Dana's reaction, I'm enjoying this already.
I'm going to be wearing suspenders with the box.
Excellent. See, now there's a party. A party in a box right there, George.
Well, it's going to be, I'm going to be a tool man.
All right. It keeps getting better.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a construction hat, so.
I love it.
So you can either order or not order. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to work it or not.
Oh, my God.
But it's definitely going to be a G-string. It's got to be a G-string.
Awesome. That's right. Don't give it up. I'm not giving up my bikinis, and you don't give up your G-strings, George. There we go.
That's right. I'm waiting for you to come out in the G-string.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You tell Dana, Angie, all you Texas girls. I'm telling you, that's going to be the next thing.
Is that the true liberation for us when we all wear G-strings?
Oh, no.
You know what? I think I'm taking this one over the edge. Okay, let's get back to the serious call. That's just too much fun. Oh, geez, this is ladies' night. It's everything's uncensored, I guess. See, that's another thing is people don't feel comfortable in their own skin to wear those kind of things. Like for me, it's like it's my body. If you don't like my body, that's okay. Don't look. But it's my body. I'm okay I used to weigh 125 pounds. When I got into the BBW community, started going, I was like 165 pounds. Now I'm about 237, and I still am in love with myself. That can be conceited or not, but it doesn't matter because I know who I am and I know that I'm a good person. So to me, that's what it's about. You know how I am. I love to have fun and kick it, you know?
Wearing bikinis was the most liberating thing I've ever done. And I'm a nudist. But I just started wearing sleeveless shirts, and now I wear bikinis. And you know what? Ladies all should have one, at least one bikini. I don't care. Just get one. Wear it around your house.
No.
Dana, are you going to be rocking a bikini at Coco next year?
Let me think about it. No.
Don't make me drug your Dr. Pepper, woman. I'm drugging the Dr. Pepper and the bacon, and you're wearing a bikini. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be the triple B. It's going to be the bacon, bikini. You're going to be wearing it. It's happening. I'm telling you. We're going to be at the beach. You can have your bacon. You're going to be wearing a bikini. We'll bring you some Dr. Pepper. We'll find you a nice cabana man. I'm telling you, it's great to go.
Hey Dana, if you wear your bikini, then I will make sure I do my my Eddie Murphy impression for you when we walk on the beach.
Your what?
My Eddie Murphy impression. What's a beautiful world like you doing on the island all alone?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
where's your man, my lady? Can I pull up to your bumper, baby?
My family is already like, okay, you are just out there way too much.
Well, then you ought to wear a bikini and go.
Oh,
I'm out there now. Come on!
I can see my mama now. She's like, first thing she's gonna be like DT, and she's gonna shake, put her head down and shake it.
Okay, maybe we'll post pictures. That'll be okay.
And let me tell you what, when some of my family saw my whistle, they were like, what the hell? But the funny part is like somebody on my friend list said on the comment on the picture said, I'm deleting you now.
They wouldn't go that far. They wouldn't delete me because I'm out there. It would just be that they wouldn't even care. It would still be it wouldn't even be about the fact that I'm BBW in the bikini. It's just what are you doing now? Kind of reaction. Or I think at this point in my life, they're just after, yeah, she gonna do it. Let's just sit back, get some popcorn, and just watch the show.
Okay, so it sounds like a bikini for Coco. That's what it sounds like for me. It sounds like bikinis for all in Coco. That's right. You can get the monokini.
Like
how about
one.
The monokini? You can do it. I believe in you. There we go. Angie's in the song. You can wear the monokini. I'll be in the bikini.
Wait. Angie's getting in the song?
That's right.
That's what she just said.
Okay.
That's right. Angie in the song. There you go. We're set.
Do you know the V bikini for the man? You know the you know what I'm talking about, right? The thing is like a V in the front and then there's a V in the back.
No,
and
I haven't seen it.
And it comes in like neon.
Is it the one with the little tube that you?
Yeah. So it looks like a V. So if you can imagine just like a piece of felt or a piece of swimming suit with a V in the front, and it's just covering my nipples and then going down to my private area and then coming up my butt.
Yes, I've seen this. Yes, that was on that funny movie that. Yes, you should totally get one of those shorts.
That was going to be my next one, but I didn't want to get a wedgie, so I didn't.
Yeah, that really does seem like wedgie material there. I don't know if that's
I don't know. I wasn't feeling that. But I definitely want to go with I guess I could say it. I mean, this is live radio. I mean, dick in a box. I mean, it's going to be dick in a box.
That's good stuff. That's hilarious.
All I could do, or I could do a flashlight. You know, like it's on the bike box. It says press here, and then it glows. Of course, I couldn't get in the water, but it would definitely be a great costume.
That's funny. You're like, no, it's only for appearances. I can't go swimming.
I don't want to get shocked. Come on, man. I mean,
and not a good place to be shocked, I wouldn't think.
Oh, speaking of which, I know this is not part of the conversation tonight, but if you ever saw Tosh.0, this guy, some stupid dude, wrapped his stuff in foil and stuck it into the electric socket. Like, really?
Why?
Okay, let's get back on track. But anyway, I mean, really, man, let's get this together. So, in conclusion, Dana, what do you think that we can do in order to improve the BBW community, sustain the BBW community, and what's the future for the BBW community?
Did we lose Dana?
Oh, was that for me or you?
Yeah, that's for you.
For you, Dana.
Oh, for me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness. Honestly, there's really nothing one single person can do. Only thing that we can do is, like we've been doing, we host the event, and people are going to come when they're ready. You're not going to be able to force them, because if you force them, they're going to be in the corners acting shy. They're not going to talk to anybody. You're going to have to. And, I mean, I've been to a couple of events with Kanye and Tara and Angie and Sean Marie. They're good at making them feel comfortable. But the fact of the matter is, you have the couple of women, the guy comes out, and they're like on him, so he's scared to come out after that. Or he just disappears because he feels like a piece of meat because he was just, you know, sucked in. So until people are ready, only thing that Kanye and Tara, as the leader of Texas Treasure, is continue to post their events, welcome them with open arms, and they'll come when they're ready.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, what do you think, Kanye?
I mean, I agree. And I think they could change if they want. I think they just have to get there. You know, we're all on a journey. You know, I hope that at least one person listens to this and goes, yeah, I think I'm going to come out. I think I'm just going to go out to an event. I don't care where you are. I mean, I think there's events, most communities, you know, look on Facebook, find your local group, you know, find a place to come out to the community. You come out and then you bring your other friends, you know, fat people tend to travel. I think a lot of times they travel in groups, you know, because there's a lot of people that aren't comfortable around big people. Especially, I'm not talking about size, you know, 12, 14, which is what they're calling big now. I'm talking about big girls, you know. A lot of people just aren't comfortable around us. They don't know how to act around us. They don't understand that we're the same as they are, you know. So come out. Bring a friend out. Make arrangements to come out and meet a friend that you used to go out with in the community, because that's just it. If some of these people that used to be part of the community would just come back and be part of the community instead of breaking off into all these, you know, side groups, it would be a great community. You know, we'd have some wisdom of some of the people that have been in the community for over a decade. You know, I haven't been there. I don't know how long Dana's been in the community, but, I mean, you've been in the community forever. I mean, these are things that we need people that have been in the community forever to organize. You know, we're having a New Year's Eve party, and while that's not necessarily the time to have a men's group, I think next May we're going to do our Memorial Day party again, you know. That's a time you can have a men's group. You can have an hour or half an hour or an hour and a half. I don't know. However long y'all have, get together and talk and talk about things that are important to you in the community. Talk about, I don't know, whatever y'all are supposed to talk about that is going to help support the community. And bring your friends out, you know. Bring your friends that will be respectful and bring a positive influence to the community. I think we all need to do that. If we have someone that is going to be accepting of the size of the accepting community, I don't care what size they are, bring them out. Because you know what? Maybe they have other fat friends that they can invite into the community, too, that have no idea that it even exists. I mean, I do that in my real life all the time. I meet people in my real life, and they're like, you know, I think I have a friend that would really work out in your group. Or, that's great. And no, they don't necessarily come out to the events right away, but you know what? It's step by step. These people that have been in the community forever, these same people that have been in Texas Treasures forever, you need to come out. You need to come out and support the community. You need to go out to Kitties and support Kitties. And if she charges $5 cover, guess what? Pay the stupid $5 cover. Because if you don't, next time you go to Kitties, she may not be there. You have to support what's in the community. You don't support what's in the community, we can't have other things in the community. We can't have big parties in the community. We can't expect people to travel from other places to make our community bigger, to make our community the entire United States. There are fat people everywhere. We are the largest demographic in the United States, fat people. We get the most disrespect, fat people. We are the biggest demographic in the United States.
That's right.
People, why are we not together? Why are we not supporting one another? Why are we not demanding respect from the community outside us, demanding respect from the airlines, from the restaurants, from all these places that are disrespecting us? Why do we not? Because we don't even support each other within our community. And until we start supporting ourselves into our community, we can't let it spread out. We don't have the support for it. You know, until you support projects like Antipositivity, I can't think of her name right now. I can't believe it. Substantia Jones. Until you support people that are part of the community, that have been part of the community, that are doing things to enrich the community. And my name is Kine Pettis. I'm going to post a link to her website. She has beautiful women and men that are part of the plus-size community that she takes pictures of. And you know what?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, yes.
Okay. I think it's Substantia Jones. I can't think of what her other site is. But I'm going to post it on my page, Kine, K-Y-N-A, Pettis, P-E-T-T-U-S. Find me on Facebook. I'll post it public. Anybody will be able to see it. Support these people. You know, if you have a local BBW bar, go out and support your local BBW bar. If you have to pay $5 to get in, go ahead. Guess what? The skinny people are paying $10, $15, $20 to get into their stupid-ass bars. So go pay your $5 and go into your bar and support them. Or you know what? You're going to end up sitting your ass at home next New Year's Eve because the bar is going to be closed. You know, the choice is yours. Support it or if you don't support it, it's never going to change. It's never going to change. You're going to be in the same place in 5 years from now, wondering why you're still doing the same thing, wondering why you're friend requesting every man that joins the group, every new woman that joins the group, still living your sad, lonely existence. Bring your ass out. Support the community. Bring your ass out and paint. Come on and paint. Valley View Mall, Sunday.
Paint.
People.
So you're giving yourself a plug. I hear that.
I will make a dollar off of this. I'm making nothing. But you know what? She supports us. She loves that we come in there. We come in there in groups. She loves the plus size community. We support her business and she loves us. You know, we support Kitties and she loves us. You know, you have to be there for them, because if you're not there for them, they're not going to be there for you. They can't afford to it. They can't pay to be open waiting for the night that you decide you want to come out twice a year. Bring yourself out and support the community.
I want to give a shout-out to Peggy and Darlene Howell. I think that's how you pronounce their last name, Howell. They do the NAFA stuff, and they've been doing NAFA forever. They have a chapter in Las Vegas. And I know Duncan, who lives in Washington, he's part of the NAFA organization up there. I'm not sure if Texas have a NAFTA chapter or not, but they also do great work for the BBW community or the plus size community. It's the National Association for Fat Acceptance and National Association for Fat. No, it's not for. Yeah, well, it's just.
Advancement of Fat People or. No,
yeah,
I don't remember.
I
don't remember,
yeah. But it's NAAFA, and I just want to let them know that they're doing such a great job and they continue to do fights because they do put up, they do go fight the law system for, you know, the airplanes people who make you pay $200 and $300 extra because you're big. Now,
they just took inches off the seat. The new planes, they just took inches off the seats. That's what they just did. Did you know that? They just took inches off of regular plane seats. Inches.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have a friend that every time she goes to the airport, she always gets frisked. You know, she always gets searched and all that stuff. And it's just wrong, you know? I mean, they should not profile against big people because they're big. Well, they could be carrying bombs. I mean, come on. Really? Come on. Let's
yeah,
be
that's
real. I mean, they're human beings, and if we're so scared, that afraid of a big person because they could be carrying bombs, then they need to stay positive. Show love, George. Stay positive. But but we do need, to your point exactly, we need to show love. I'd like to thank Ginger for hanging in there with me, and that we have a new person in our group, in our chat room, I Love Politics. Thank you for joining the conversation. We are almost out of time, and we're about to wrap it up. Would you ladies like to say anything else in this last couple of minutes?
Well, we can wrap up my rant out.
Hey, real quick, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Angie said you need to bring her cupcakes Sunday.
I'm bringing cupcakes on Sunday. I caught that. I got it. Got it. Check. Cupcake Sunday. See? Another reason to come out, fat people. We're going to have cupcakes.
Hey, listen, fat people love food. I mean,
that's right.
So when I do cooking shows, my phone line should be blowing up because I do cooking shows and nobody calls in, but that's okay. But I know they love this. Man, I'm telling you what, I bet you if you got a Checkers burger right now, you would eat it. And y'all know how I love my Checkers. You know I do. I just love it. I just love my Checker burger. Yes. But I really thank you ladies for calling in tonight, and I can't wait to do it again. I know I do spans where I do ladies night, but please, oh man, I can't help but thank you guys for calling in and sharing your opinions. And these are some things that we need to really look at and look deep in ourselves. First, we need to love ourselves. Ginger's going to say something, so I'm going to hold up my comment, or I'm going to finish my comment and then read her. Good show, great topic, good job, ladies. That was Ginger's comment.
Thank you, Ms. Ginger.
You like I said, thank you. We need to do this again, and you always have great topics. So please come again on Ladies Night. Dana, I appreciate you calling in and giving your administrative comments because they were very forward and focused on the issues, and it's important that people understand the issues. So
you're welcome.
My name is
George
Beverly. This is Signed Off Forums, and the next time I hear you, you guys should be signing off. Good night.
Oh, what a night. Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee. This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight. Keep the rhymes right, yo. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Coda Rody with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Spit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hope it and tote it. I ain't lying. Niggas trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck. What the fuck? Bump Biggie in the truck. In the box to my double vision. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, made rap, the QB. And I got all my sisters a man.
Something on this track. You ain't gonna use me to just be singing hooks. What I look like?